From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A month-long drug investigation in Humboldt County leads to two arrests. Police conducted a traffic enforcement stop on 27-year-old Ezekiel Martinez Hernandez in the area of Carlotta. Also in the vehicle, 27-year-old Juan Barraza Hidalgo. They found about 8 pounds of methamphetamine in a spare tire on the bottom of the vehicle. Agents arrested Ezekiel Martinez Hernandez and Juan Barraza Hidalgo for possession and sale of methamphetamine, transportation and sales of the drug as well. Agents served search warrants on residences connected to the subjects in the Eureka and Fortuna areas where they located digital scales and packaging materials. The two men were transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. A man's life likely saved by quick thinking and quick action in Arcata. At about 10 a.m. Thursday, a man was putting items into a large trash bin at Humboldt Sanitation and Recycling when he experienced a medical emergency. Employees of the business immediately began CPR and called 911. The arriving crew from the Arcata Fire District's McKinleyville station took over CPR duties. The use of a defibrillator was used. The combination of the quick performance of CPR by the employees, the early calling of 911, and the use of the defibrillator allowed them to resuscitate the patient, saving his life, according to fire officials. By the time the patient was loaded into an ambulance, he was breathing on his own and had pulses. August 6th, the trial date set for Hooper resident 28-year-old Gerald Sotolongo, charged in the 2016 stabbing death of Roger Yale at a Hooper gas station. Sotolongo remains behind bars, but has pleaded not guilty to homicide and denied a special allegation for the use of a deadly weapon, in this case, a knife. A trial confirmation hearing has been scheduled for July 30th. Sotolongo's bail is $1 million. Monday is the scheduled opening of the California Bureau of Cannabis Control's temporary office in Eureka. That operation will let people apply for cannabis business licenses and pay fees. It'll be at the Humboldt County Superior Courthouse. The office will serve as a temporary location until the Bureau's permanent office opens later this year. You can celebrate Independence Day a little early in Fortuna on July 3rd in Newburgh Park. The Fortuna Fireworks Festival is free to attend. Fireworks will start at dark. Parking is available as well. The Fireworks Festival requesting a $5 donation to help with the cost of fireworks, but no one will be turned away if they choose not to donate. There's also a barbecue and pie-eating contest at the event. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.